back. It's 923. Got some clouds, 28 degrees. Good morning, you. Good to have you part of the morning show. It's Wednesday. Got to head over to OSPTI in Breckenridge, as we do every Wednesday, talk with the good folks over there. Desiree from OSPTI on the phone with me this morning. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Today we're talking about getting ready for the holidays. That's appropriate. What can you tell us?
Yeah, do you have all your Christmas gifts bought?
I'd rather not say. I'm going to plead the fifth on that. Yeah, I won't say.
All right. Well, if you're still doing some shopping, especially like online shopping right now, you really want to make sure that you're giving your hands a rest. Our hands are really not built for our devices that we're doing all this online shopping for, especially your thumb. Your thumb is not meant to scroll on a device. So if you are scrolling through things, you really actually want to use your index finger. And then you want to change how you're actually holding on to that phone or that device and giving your hands a break. And then, you know, if you get all your gifts, you also have to get them wrapped. So if you're wrapping gifts, you want to avoid being in a position that's going to be bending on your back, you know. So depending on your height, you might be better at a table or a counter. You need to maybe put a little bend in your knee just to give your back to make sure that your back can stay straight. And then just making sure you gather all those supplies ahead of time so you're not running around to get them all done. So I'm guessing you don't have all your Christmas presents wrapped then either.
No, I don't. I'm sitting here like a monkey looking at my thumbs going, you know, I never thought of that, which is why I love talking with OSPTI. Because even when it comes to scrolling and holiday gift wrapping, you got advice for us. I love this. What else do you have?
Yeah. All right. Well, if you're still doing any marathon shopping, which hopefully you're not, you need to think about pacing yourself. If you're carrying a bunch of bags, try and equal it out. You don't want one side being heavier than the other. That'll throw kind of your whole posture off and can get you some soreness in different places. If you're a female out there, try using like a cross bag so that you're not just throwing a purse on one side too, making sure you've got comfortable shoes on for that, and just trying to kind of pace yourself. Don't shop till you drop.
Yeah, in the season of giving, it's probably best not to come home with a backache, wouldn't you agree?
Yes, because then you've probably got to make the meal.
Absolutely, because you got that to look forward to too. Desiree, anything else you need to add here before we wrap it up?
No, but if you're having those joint problems or problems with your hand, give us a call.
All right. Desiree, to you and the fam, everybody over there at OSPTI, I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
All right. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
You bet. That is Desiree at OSPTI. Tips for the holidays, stuff you don't normally think of. We talk with our friends at OSPTI every Wednesday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says poultry companies do not need more time to implement new USDA rules on contract transparency. Gary Crawford has more.
Some lawmakers and poultry integrators want USDA to delay by 180 days its implementation of new rules on contract transparency, rules scheduled to go into effect in mid-February. In Washington Tuesday, Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told reporters he's against the delay that's being requested by poultry integrators.
They had multiple months of information about this to prepare for it. So I don't, candidly, I don't see any reason to extend the time period. I mean, they had plenty of time, and it's not as if what's being asked is particularly onerous. This is information they already have, very easily available.
And Vilsack added,
what we're not going to do is we're not going to delay the important work of providing a